Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday and through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come with a blessed word on this holy and thankful Thursday. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcasts or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. To God be the glory. At this time, I would like to read a mini devotion, Grace for Today. And the title is Provider of Needs. And the scripture reading for this is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Amen. For the reading of the word, praise God. God loves the generous giver and blessed him. God himself gives abundantly so that his children may have enough in all things. He gave his son, the Holy Spirit, and the excitement of a new, redeemed life. God promises us that we will have all that we need if we trust in the Lord completely. We can be certain, regardless of how dark the storm clouds are above us, how great the need, we will always have sufficient strength and grace. We only need to ask God to provide in our need. From his unfathomable grace, he will every day, in every way, provide in all our needs through life. His love knows no bounds. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the quiet assurance, Lord Jesus, that I will always have sufficient strength and grace for every situation in my life. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our grace for today. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and Would he be afraid, too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory on this thankful Thursday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in gratitude for this new day. We surrender our hearts, mind, and spirit to your loving care. Grant us wisdom, discernment, and strength for the challenges ahead. Fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless our loved ones, protect them, and draw them closer to you. Use me as a vessel of your love and light, that I may bring joy and hope to those around me. Order my steps according to your will and shower me with your abundant blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All the praise belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunities to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face those challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And now, a prayer to bless your heart. A song of thanksgiving. In 1 Chronicles 29:10-13, praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatest and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor comes from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate, Kathy Dubo, will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming
Amen. All to the glory of God. The title of this message is, You Better Beware. And the scripture reading for this message is Proverbs 12 and 2 in the CSB Bible. And this is a prayer for women. And it says, This world is God's, Proverbs 12 and 2 CSB says, The good obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns a man who schemes. Amen? Praise God. This world is God's creation, and it contains the wonderful fruits of his handiwork. But the world also contains countless opportunities to stray from God's will. Temptations are everywhere, and the devil, it seems, never takes a day off. Our task as believers is to turn away from temptation and to place our lives squarely in the center of God's will. Excuse me. In his letter to Jewish Christians, Peter offered a stern warning. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter 5 and 8 in the New American Standard Bible. What was true in the New Testament times is equally true in our time. Evil is indeed abroad in the world, and Satan continues to sow the seeds of destruction far and wide. As Christians, we must guard our hearts by earnestly wrapping ourselves in the protection of God's holy word. When we do, we are protected. When God's ministers are most successful, there the power of darkness marshals their forces for the conflict. Don't condone what God condemns. We are in a continual battle with the spiritual forces of evil, but we will triumph when we yield to God's leading and call on his powerful presence in prayer. We actually are, at present, creatures whose character must be, in some respect, a horror to God, as it is when we really see it, a horror to ourselves. This I believe to be a fact, and I notice that the holler a man is, the holier a man is, the more fully he is aware of that fact. God judge it better to bring good out of evil than to suffer no evil to exist. Amen? Here's the thought. Evil exists, and it exists someplace not too far from you. You must guard your steps and your heart accordingly. In James 4, 7 through 8 in the CSB Bible says, Therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, double-minded people. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16, in the New King James Version says, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. I hope this message is a blessing to you. Let us pray. Dear God, dear Lord, because you have given your children free will, the world is a place where evil threatens our lives and our souls. Protect us, Father, from the evils and temptations of this difficult age. Help us to trust you, Father, and to obey your word, knowing that your ultimate victory over evil is both inevitable and complete. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. And at this time, I will play another selection, because our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say,
awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice and say, come on, somebody.
of God.
Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, today we humbly come before you in prayer. May you fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surrounds us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Accept What He's Giving. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, He made you alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. When Jesus cried out, It is finished, from the cross, John 19 and 30, He meant it. The price of your sin was paid in full. There is absolutely nothing you can add to the salvation He's given you. And Christ has not only forgiven your sins, but has also blessed you with all the benefits of being His beloved child. All you have to do is accept what He has provided by faith. This is important to understand as you walk in God's will. You're not doing so to earn God's favor. You already have it. Likewise, you are doing so to secure your place in heaven. Jesus has done that for you. Rather, you seek His plan because that's the way to take hold of all Christ has done for you. Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit within you, empowers you to be all God has created you to be. You can find all the strength, hope, and love that you'll ever need in Him as you abide in His resurrection power. So don't be afraid of what you lack. Continue to take hold of the new life you have been given so you can know what it means to be fully alive. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for making us alive and blessing us. To you be all the honor and glory in our life. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Accept what He's given you. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope and pray that that devotional message resonates with you. At this time, I will play another selection.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now.
I'd like to read a devotional message. You got this. Once I get. In Psalm 16, 8 through 9, in the ESV says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad. And my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. Do you ever say to yourself, once I get, fill in the blank, then I'll be happy? I bet many of us have thought this at one time or another. Maybe it was once I find the one, or once I get married, or once I had my dream job. The problem here is that once we get whatever it is, we always start looking for what's next. We don't say, okay, I'm happy now. Never mind anything else. We look ahead for the next thing, the next event, or the person to make us happy. If you're feeling that way now, ask yourself this question. What am I waiting for? You see, we're not guaranteed that thing, event, or person we're looking forward to. So why not ask God to change your perspective? Amen? Ask him to help you see the good things, events, and people already in your life. He can help you continue. He can help you concentrate on the good that surrounds you at this very moment. You could also try looking back at all the wonderful things God has already provided in the past. When our happiness is dependent upon how others treat us or how fun the next event on our calendar is going to be, we waste our time thinking of what is to come and not enjoying what is there in the present. God wants to see you happy. He wants you to enjoy life. Ask him to help you capture your thoughts of what might happen tomorrow and turn them into gratitude of what is happening today. He doesn't want you wasting away and waiting for something else. It's easy to feel happy when you're reminded of whose you are. You are a daughter of God. He has amazing plans for your life, even though you may not be able to see them right now. You can find happiness in knowing that you can trust the Creator of the universe with your future. We are reminded in Psalms 34 and 37 and 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God knows our heart and our desires. We have to trust in him. And as we're reminded in the psalm, delight yourself in the Lord. You got this. Allow yourself to find happiness where you are today. While we all have desires and plans for our future, our happiness comes from trusting God in every season. As humans, we naturally look to what's next, what's something you can delight in today that God has provided for you already. Let's follow the scripture and delight yourself in the Lord. Thank him for what he has given you and open the desires of your heart to him. Listen for his movement in your heart. Amen. You got this. And that is our devotional message for this evening. And now it is time for the word. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a wonderful word from God. So we are going to welcome her with hand clap praise. Yeah. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Do you want me to play the selection for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A whole king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. And now Pastor Kathy is going to come with a word from the Lord. It's in your hands, Pastor.
Thank you, dear heart. Oh, my goodness. That is the one song that I can hear over and over and over again. And it still has the same effect. My goodness. It's just constantly reminding us of how much he loves us. That's what it's doing. It's reminding us of how much he loves us. And I thank God. I don't know about anybody else, but I thank God I'm in the number. Here's the good news. We all in the number.
Amen.
We are all in the number. Some of us don't are not recipients of the love, but he still loves us. Oh, my goodness, that's good right there. He still loves us whether we love him or not.
Come on.
He still loves us.
Yeah.
Why? It's not his desire to see anyone perish.
Amen.
He doesn't
Amen.
Desire to see us perish. So he still loves. Oh, my goodness. See, I don't usually do Easter and Christmas. I don't usually do those kind of sermons with y'all trying to take me there. Here's the thing. When he died on that cross,
yes,
which is what Fred Hammond was just saying, when mm-hmm. he died on that cross, he told us, I love you.
Yes.
Kathy, I already know what you're going to do when you get here. Billy, I know what you're going to do when you get here. Jane, I know what, John, I know what you're going to do when you get here. But I love you enough to allow you to still come. Ooh, that was good. Because here's the thing. When he died on the cross, we weren't here yet.
Amen.
And he knew what we were going to do when we got here.
Yes.
But he still allowed us to come.
Mm-mm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank
How
God.
Can you not love that kind of God? If I know that when you get to my house, you get ready to tear my house up, throw my things on the floor, bust my mirrors, if I know you're going to do all that, you think I'm going to invite you? Uh-uh. No, sir. I'm like, oh, no. We're not going to have John this time because, you know, he gets destructive. Let him stay home. Right? But here's God who knew what we were going to do, and he still invited us to come.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. You know, some days I get crazy because you ever see a teacher standing in front of a classroom, and they jumping up and down, they want you to get in, they go, it's right there, look. Look, it's right there. Look at it again. And you look at going, what? I don't see it. What? And they're going, look, read it one more time. It's right there.
Right there.
And they're so excited for you to get it.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get it, and they just look at you and tell you the answer because they're thinking, I gave you everything you need to figure that out, and you still didn't get it. That's how preachers feel, well, I know I do, about the Word of God. When we give it to you, we get so excited. We want you to get it. We just want you to get it, get it, get it. And then you still don't get it, and we like, oh, that's what you got out of that? Okay. No, that's not what it was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God. We thank God, even him as a teacher, he's looking at us and going, it's right there. Don't you get? And we're going, I don't understand. Woo!
Yeah.
But he's patient enough to make sure he's giving us avenues so that we can understand. Yeah. He's made it available so that there are so many different avenues we can go in so that we can gain understanding. But the most important one is the Holy Ghost. Come on now. He's there to make sure we understand what the Father's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's there to make sure you get it. But you're not listening to him, so that's probably why you ain't got it. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. Thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, I'm going to get out of your way real quick and allow you to have your way with this work. This is precious cargo. And so I'm going to get right on out of your way and allow you to use me to speak your word to the people, oh God. We thank you for thinking enough of us to want to come and sit with us, God, to want to chat with us, to want to commune with us. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We're not always worthy. In fact, I know I'm not worthy to have you sit in my presence, but I thank you for doing it anyway.
Yes.
I thank you for doing it anyway. Even when Peter was out there and Jesus walked upon him, Peter bowed his head down. Huh? He didn't even want to look upon him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we should feel.
Yeah.
We should feel like when we get into the presence of God, and that's always, but there are certain times when you know without a doubt the presence of God is there. You ought to feel naked and ashamed.
Mm-mm.
Just knowing everything that he sees within us. Right? Thank you, God. But he made it that even when you're naked and ashamed, he's not condemning you, so you can still come into his presence. Oh, my goodness. You talk about love. That's a whole lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, God. We just ask that you have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen and amen.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, God. You know, years ago, and I don't know, probably Evangelist Hill is probably the only one that remembers because she's the only one that I know that's still around when the rest of us got started on Block Talk Radio. Everybody else has gone to different avenues in the vineyard. Evangelist Hilda, myself, and a couple of others, we have been hanging on Block Talk Radio for the past 9, 10 years. How many years? A lot of years.
12 years.
Yeah.
13 now. From 20.
Look at that.
Started.
Ooh, my goodness. Yes. Well, here's the thing. I used to tell them, you know, I don't want to be that preacher that has to preach the Easter message or the Christmas message or any of those holidays. I don't like it. I said, I can't preach those messages because, you know, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I'm so glad the Holy Ghost likes me. He said, Kathy, it's not that you can't preach those messages. It's because only time you get the crowds to come out. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. He ain't never lied. Because here's the thing. Normally, you doing your thing, you preaching, you know, you good. But when you know it's Easter, Christmas, when everybody going to show up, because that's a, one or two times a year that they show up.
Yep.
And now you say, oh, it's going to be a crowd of folks. So the Holy Ghost said, no, Kathy, it's not that you can't preach on those days. It's that that's when you know everybody going to show up. Wow. And they just going to make you nervous because they got, wait a minute, they got on their Christmas outfit or their Easter outfit, and they saying, I know this preacher better preach me happy.
Okay.
And so you out there thinking, you come here once or twice a year, and you expect me to perform when you come. I'm not here to perform. I'm here to minister.
Okay.
My goodness, glory to God.
Woo,
thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Here we go. We are coming from, Thank you, God, hot off the press. Luke The Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 through 24. And I tell you, even though I wanted to hit it, I wasn't going to tell Evangelist Hilda to play it. I said, no, I'm not going for a long time. Just go ahead in it. She got on the line and said, you want to hear the song? Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
God is good.
Tell me, there is nothing but one God, one spirit. Mm. Come on now.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Said, Kathy, you want to hear the song? I got you. I said, you got me, God? He said, I got you. Holy Ghost went to Hilda and said, get the song ready. She
All
got
right.
the song ready. She said, you want to hear the song? I said, oh, mm-hmm. my goodness, glory to God.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead on. See, that's how you know you in sync with the Spirit of God.
All right.
Because
all
he
right.
done traveled to New York. I'm down here in Georgia. He in New York going, Evangelist, get the song ready. She want to hear it. She got
yes.
the song sitting there. How do I know? Because soon as she said you want to hear, she turned it on. She already
Amen.
Had the song ready. Come
Amen.
On now.
It was ready.
That's how you want to be with God. You want to be connected. Yeah, you don't want to be the one that's not connected.
Amen.
Years ago, my pastor told me that. She said, Kathy, if you find that you over here preaching about the trees, and you listening to what everybody else preached for that day, you know, on the TV or the radio or something, and you hear what everybody else preach, and they talking about the sky, you got to ask yourself, Lord, am I not in sync? Because there's
okay.
only one God and one Spirit.
Yes,
huh?
Lord.
What he gives one, he going to give all. And if you think online, try it sometime.
Mm.
Look up on a Sunday or whenever you go to church, see all these creatures that preach on the same day. Here's the thing. They're not going to say it the same way, but the meaning is the same.
The same. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So one, the whole thing is they're talking about the tree. One is going to start saying, oh, let me tell you about the roots. The other one's going to say, let me tell you about the leaves. And the other one's going to say, let me tell you about the bark of the tree. And the whole thing is they're all talking about the tree. Yeah, that's good right there. So
Amen.
If you find that you're the only one while everybody else is talking about Kool-Aid and you in there talking about oranges, you got to go, okay, hold on. I ain't connected here. There's a disconnect. But as long as you preach, that's the good part. Thank you, God. As long as you preach everything God gives you, you'll be in sync. Amen?
Amen.
Here we go. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 24. What'd you say, Holy Ghost? Okay, he told me to tell y'all the title. The title is, oh, you no? Okay, sorry, y'all. Can't tell you yet. Ha! Ha! Because some of y'all get the title, then y'all get to jumping off. No for them. No title. Here we
okay.
go. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 24, and that's in the middle of your Bible. The Gospel of Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Luke 22, 14 through 24 says, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table with his apostles. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before my suffering. For I tell you that I will not eat it again until it is in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. Verse 18, for I tell you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God. I didn't realize all that. Thank you, Father. Verse 20, in the same way after supper, he took the cup saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Look, the hand of my betrayer is, oh my goodness, is with mine on the table. 22, indeed, the Son of Man will go as it has been determined, but woe to the man who betrays him. Wow.
Amen.
And verse 23, thank you, God, says, then they began to question among themselves, which one is going to do this? A dispute also arose among the disciples as to which of them would be considered the greatest. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of his message is Everyone Gets an Invitation.
Mm.
Thank you, God. Everyone gets an invitation. We see that, well, if you don't know, they're talking about the Last Supper.
Yes.
This was the last time he was sitting there with his 12 disciples, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there, you know, getting ready to take communion, as well as this is their last meal together, because he knows he's getting ready to die. Jesus says to them, I have been eager to eat and partake in this meal before my suffering. Come on now. Y'all got to see this. Y'all got to hear this. This is good stuff. If you really want to know what Easter's about, this is what it's all about. Come on now. So Jesus is saying, I've been eager to eat this last meal with you guys, to sit at this table with you guys, right before my suffering. So in other words, he's saying, I know this is the last time we're going to sit and eat like this together here on earth, okay? He says, I know that I'm getting ready to go suffer. Who do you know? Thank you, God. I don't care how much they love you. If they know they're getting ready to die,
okay,
do you think they're going to go, Kathy, John, Lucy, let's all have dinner because, you know, be here.
Okay.
You,
nobody.
You do that? Okay, let me rephrase that. In their human mind, they're not going to do that. If they belong to God, they will.
Mm-hmm.
You saying, what? What? Listen, I know this for a fact. If someone, now here's the thing, they don't know they're getting ready to die. They just know they've been unctioned in their hearts and in their spirit to go see this person, go see that person, go do this, go do that. They don't know why they're doing it. They're just doing it, right? But if they are connected to God, he's going to orchestrate things where they get a chance to go say goodbye to their loved one. They get ready to do that last minute thing, make sure the insurance is good. They're going to do everything they need to do before they're taken up out of here. That's good stuff. You know what? That ought to make somebody jump, shout, and roll around.
Mm.
Because as long as you are connected to God, he is going to make sure the ones you love, you are going to get a chance to go see them. You are going to say, forgive me. You are going to say, I love you. You're going to say everything you desire to say. You don't know that you're going, but you know you're having this conversation. How do I know? It's happened to me several times. Several times. My mother, my father, my son. My mother, she says, she in there body wrecking with pain. Any second now, she going to be gone. She says to my ex-husband, she says, go get my girls. And I'm looking thinking, oh, my God, he's going to go crazy. Because anybody knows my sisters, they are all over the place.
Amen.
And then when you find them, they ain't even going to want to go with you. So I said, oh, God. She said, go get all my girls, all of them. So he running around in the car trying to get everybody that way there. And you got one. Well, y'all get ready to go. We told you we going to the hospital. Right now? Yeah, right now. Well, hold on. I got to go to the store. Listen. Oh, God almighty. We don't have time for you. Well, y'all go ahead. I'll meet y'all around the corner. I'm going to go to the store, run through the project, and get in the car. Oh, Lord. Why? Why? And so he's taking the car, doing everything she said. And I said, you listening to my sister? She crazy. Okay? When she come out of that store, she going to go right back to where this car was. She not going around over there. And I'm telling you, what did he do? He said, I said, take the car back. She's going to go where she left you. So finally he goes, well, she ain't over here. I said, please go back where we was. He gets back over there. There she is. Where y'all go? I've been waiting. I said, oh, Lord, Jesus. I said, I told you she was going to go right back where she left us. She wasn't going to meet us on the other side. So anyway, long story short, he got all the other girls, the ones that wasn't already on their way to the hospital, and we were all there. And my mother says, I want you to come in the same way I brought you in this world. So now we got to reposition ourselves because we all just stand there. We got to reposition from the oldest to the youngest. Well, one of them, she thought she was the oldest, and we're looking at her going, oh, God, you are not the oldest. Get out the way. You know, so we got to get her out of the way because she's standing there like she the oldest. And my mother's laying there shaking her head going, only my girl. So then we all come in the way that she brought us, oldest to youngest. And then my mother, she's telling us, I've got to go. I did all I can for you. I love you guys. I want y'all to continue to love each other. And she's giving us all of that, right? And we're looking at her. Do not tell me when you have a connection with God that God won't allow you to say goodbye to your loved one.
Absolutely.
Yes, he will.
Yes,
he will make a way.
Amen. Yes, he
will. My daddy did the same thing. I was in California. He was in Georgia. I had just got back to California for 3 months. And this man is like, I want y'all to come back to Georgia. What? We just brought a 27-footer out here. He rerouted us. We came right back to Georgia. So I know that God, just like Jesus is saying, I was looking forward to this day.
Yes.
To just sitting and having supper with all of you before I got to go suffer. Right? So it does happen. It seems like it doesn't, but it does. Yeah. God will whisper in your ear, go see this one. Go see that one. You don't know that you're going to say goodbye. You just know, oh, I just feel like I want to see him. I feel like I want to see him. You know, but you're really saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyway, so Jesus, he's all excited. He's there with his 12. And now, you know, they're having the last supper and everything. And he's saying, this is, you know, before I go suffer, I've been looking forward to this meal. Here's the thing that I love. It says, after he gave thanks, oh, he did let them know, we are not going to eat like this again until we are seated in the kingdom of God.
Okay.
This is the last time we're going to eat together. When I see you again, you'll be in the kingdom. Okay. Now, this is the part that I love, and I have a hard time with this with churches. After he gave thanks, he said, this is my blood, take and drink, right? So he's telling them about this. Then he says, thanks, and he gives them the cup. He says, go ahead, share this amongst yourselves.
Yes.
Right? You know what the disciples did? each one of them took the cup, took the drink, passed the cup, took a drink, passed the cup, took a drink.
Yes.
And when I tell you, somehow we've lost the significance of what's in the cup. I have gone to churches, and they literally have two lines. One line if you want individual cups. Another line if you just want to drink out the same cup.
Oh,
and I'm going, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Have we forgotten what's in the cup? He said, this is my blood, take and drink. We've forgotten about the sensitivity of what it is that we're partaking. And so, you know, you see everybody going over there to get their little individual. And then I always go to the line. I don't care if there's 1,000 people in front of me.
Mm.
There's going to be some in that cup when it gets to me. And I'll go get in that line. Why? I'm not concerned with who's drank from that cup. I'm concerned with what's in the cup.
In the cup. Mm.
It's supposed to be significant blood. This is my blood. Take and drink. So before you drink his blood, you're going to wipe the cup off. You're going to go over there and get a separate cup. You're not thinking about that. I went to a service where they blew me out the water. They only had one line. The same cup, and everybody going to get this piece of bread. So I'm looking, and there was a gate there. And the way he illustrated that communion, my legs were shaking so hard, you would have thought Jesus himself was giving it to us. His heart and his spirit was so there that he took the rest of us there. We all took the time, and it wasn't a little bit of people. We all took the time to keep coming up there and drink from the same cup.
Mm-hmm.
They had two cups because it was like 100 and some people. So there was two cups. But the thing is, we all drank from the same cup. But the way he said it, I said, oh, my God. Everybody was crying. They came up there because they felt like this was his blood. This was his body. Come on now. We're losing something nowadays. We just taking communion like okie dokie is just a little bit of wine and a little cracker.
Uh-uh.
It is so much more than that.
Amen.
It is so much more.
Mm.
He said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. I need you not just to partake of this. I need you to understand what it is you're doing. This is the blood that was shed for your sin. This is the body that was bruised for your iniquity. How can you just casually take the wine, take the bread? No, this is his blood and his body. You ought to be shaking, thinking, wow, God, you did this for me.
Yes.
You did it for me.
Mm.
And I love the fact that every one of those disciples just drank it, and there was some sadness in the room. They drank it and they ate. They didn't need to wipe off the cup because they understood what was going on. We are Jesus' followers. We should understand what's going on as well, that we're not concerned with who drank before me. And I know there's so many people out there going, with COVID in the atmosphere, that's craziness. Uh-uh. I want my own cup.
Yep, that's exactly how
okay.
They
say. And it's okay. Get your own cup. I say, with COVID out there, I'm still going to drink from that cup because the blood never loses its power. Never. So I don't need to wipe off the cup. I don't need to have my own individual cup. Because those who are going to get COVID, they're going to get in. The ones that are not, okay. But here's the thing. In that moment, you think God is going to let anything happen to you while you're partaking of his blood and of his body? I don't think so. Newsflash, here's the deal. Most people take communion so that they can be healed. How about that? Why are you thinking you don't want to drink out of that cup because you don't want to catch COVID? A lot of people take communion for the healing. Yeah, they want to be healed. So they go, oh, I got to take communion because I know my body going to be healed. Come on now. I want us to get back to those days where we tremble over drinking his blood and eating his body. And the last two things. Whew, thank you, God. The last two things he says, he's at the table, and he says, my betrayer is here amongst us. The disciples begin to argue. They say, is it me? Is it me? Is it me, Lord?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. This is why I love this. Jesus could have easily said, the person that's getting ready to betray me, to have them take me to the cross, he's sitting right here. Judas, stand up so they can see who you are. He didn't do that. He said, the person that's going to betray me is sitting amongst you. Right? And so the disciples, this is the part that I love. The disciples say, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Guess what they didn't say? They did not say, well, I know it ain't me because I love the Lord. I know I ain't going to do that because I love the Lord. The devil is a liar. Okay? They did not say that because they recognize they're in this human flesh and they got the capability, huh, of betraying him. Guess what? You can only betray someone once you love them or you know them. Right? You can't betray them if they're not close to you. If you're not close with that person, how can you betray them? They don't even know you. Betrayal comes from the ones that you trust, the ones that you love, the ones
Amen.
That you're with all the time.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Yes, indeed.
So any one of them could have been the one to betray him.
That's right.
Because they
That's
all
right.
loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so he didn't say the name or the person who it was because
no.
everyone, that's one of those times when he said, search within yourself
mm-hmm.
to know what you are capable of,
yes.
what you would do. And they mm-hmm. sat there going, is it me? Is it me? I don't want it to be me. And I love it because there was no pride in them.
Yes.
They weren't saying, oh, I love the Lord. I know it ain't going to be me. I love the Lord. It ain't going to be me. Because he already had did that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, before the rooster crow, you're going to deny me. He just said, not me. Rooster start crowing. I don't know the man. I don't know the man. I don't know the man.
Yep, three times.
But see, Peter did not realize that fear would cause him to deny the one that he loved.
Yes.
You don't know how you're going to act when you're scared.
Come on,
Peter thought they were going to kill him because he was associated with Jesus.
All
he
right.
was scared.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So right now, all of them are sitting to the table going, I hope it ain't me. I don't want to be the one to betray you. Because, you know, we already know how this turns out. We're human. All of us should be saying, God, is it me?
Mm.
I don't want to betray you, but is it me?
Okay.
Is it me? It's almost like King David saying, create in me a clean heart.
A clean heart.
Right?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, because right now I am sinning against you, God. I'm
yes.
doing these things against the one that I love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what we all should be looking at this word going, wow.
Wow.
If the disciples were searching themselves back then, to know what was on the inside. We should be doing the same thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. God's searching. I don't want to sin against you. Even Paul said it. Paul said, when I want to do right, that's when I do wrong. I don't want to commit this sin, but there's a war going on in my being. I want to do what's right, but I still find myself doing things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That's all of our testimony.
Yes.
I don't want to do wrong. I don't want to sin. But I find myself doing it anyway.
Yes, we do.
I'm doing those things that are wrong. There is a war going on in our being.
If
there wasn't a war, then Satan would have already thrown his hands up and went on back to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't in hell. He's wandering around the earth seeing whom he can devour.
Yes.
Okay? He's not in hell. He's right here. Oh,
right.
Let me get Kathy. Ooh, let me get Sally. Ooh, let me get John. And then he sends his imps out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if he had already known that, okay, all of us, have committed our lives to Christ, and there's no way that we're going to think of how committing a sin. He would have thrown in the towel. He ain't thrown in the towel because he know there's a war going on in our being. I told y'all last week I ain't even had on my mind, went in that store, picked up that grape, getting ready to eat it. No darn well I hadn't paid for that grape.
Come on now.
And if you think that, you think, there's no war going on in my veins. I love the Lord. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. I love the Lord, too.
Yeah.
But I know there's a war going on in my veins.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's the thing. There are times when I could be walking, going into the store, and I'll look at somebody and I go, oh, good Lord. What is that she got on?
Mm.
Oh, good Lord. Really? Are you walking through the store eating and you're 600 pounds? These thoughts just come into my mind. But guess what? That's why the word says cast down every single thought that was so easy to set you. When Satan sends those thoughts in your mind, you got to cast them out real quick. Because the longer they wait, you keep them in there, the chances are you're getting ready to do something you ain't got no business doing. Now, if I keep thinking, wow, look what that person got on. Oh, wow, look how big she is. Now, the thought came in my mind, I should have taken and thrown it out. But if I let it harbor in there, guess what I'm going to do? Look to my husband and go, look at him over there. Look what he's doing. You see how it just became wrong?
Yep.
It was a thought, but you gave birth to it when you shared it with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made it wrong. Because as soon as you open your mouth to tell that person, look how his sneakers is all twisted over. Satan heard you and he know mission accomplished. Because he doesn't know what you're thinking until you open up your mouth and start sharing it with others.
That's
then he
right.
knows, oh, I got to her. I got to him. The last thing is, here's the last thing. So they wanted to know, and I'm sure that pleased God because they weren't arrogant enough to think, it can't be me. All of them thought, am I the one? I don't want to do this to you because I love you. We all got to get to the point where we accept the fact, without you, God, I'm not strong enough to live this life you want me to live. I need you leading and guiding me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you convicting me of the things I'm not supposed to do. I can't do it on my own. On my own, you've seen what I've done. I've gone out there and made a mess of things. You know why God says that invitation is for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's God. He loves every last one of us. He's saying, all of you are invited to come to this table. Huh? How many of you will come? That's up to you guys. but you do have the invitation. And today God is saying the same thing. You have an invitation to come and sup with me.
Yes.
I'm inviting you to come sit at my table. Whether you choose to come or not, it's up to you. But you do have the invitation. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful Holy Day message. At this time, I think that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we're going to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. And we're going to start at 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on the word this evening? Praise God. 980-417, we want to thank each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. At this time, Pastor Kathy, awesome, awesome message. I truly enjoy that. And but in those days when they were given the bread and the wine, well, you know, everybody was not conscious of sickness and disease because they knew that Jesus was there to heal them. But in today's society, it's so much different.
Yes, they were. They knew sickness and disease was out there because that's what Jesus was doing, healing everyone. But whether they thought about it when they were passing the cup, I think that the sadness in that room overtook any other thought.
Yes.
Just know that this was the last dinner they were going to have with him, and he was going to have to suffer for their sake.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He truly, truly it is. So at this time, we are going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're getting ready to close this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Back you know, if you were truly listening to that word and you heard the call to salvation, when he extended that invitation, that was him saying, come, won't you come?
Mm-hmm.
Come and accept me as your Lord and Savior. Won't you come, ask me to forgive your sins? Won't you come and take on my son as your Savior? He's already said it, whole message. And like I said, for those of you that don't know what Easter's about, that's what it's all about. The Christ pays for our salvation.
Yes.
So we can freely ask God to forgive us of our sins and take him on as our Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you, if you haven't, you need to find a good household of faith, find a good church and start going so you can learn all about your Father. Yeah. You know, there's kids, you run up on some kids and they go, I don't know who my Father is. He wasn't there when I was up. You know, I didn't have my dad in the home, right? So that's the same thing for us. Until we know who God is, we go, I don't know the Father. But he's giving you an invitation to come and know him. Go to the church. Let them preach. Let them do Bible study. How you going to get to know him? Through his word. Through his word. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for reminding us of all that you did to come and wrap your arms around people that still want to reject you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you, oh God, that you know all about us and you still haven't given up on us. You still are having mercy, grace, and mercy on us.
We thank you. We love, honor, and adore you. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way that we should go, that it will be found pleasing in your sight, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we get off this line for never, ever out of your presence, we just ask that you continue to let us meditate on your word as it is prosperous for our soul. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. God bless to our guests online and to all of those on social media. We thank you. We love, and we're just so happy and blessed to have you with us this evening. So at this time, I'm going to play a selection to pray to play us out of the rest of the time. Have a wonderful week, Pastor Kathy. See you tomorrow.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Yes, ma'am.
Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.